The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, I'm Dayton Kane. Rose Gray, you cannot believe how excited I was to see you walk through the door.
Yeah.
Because as the guy that's not the travel expert, when you're doing the travel show, you want the expert to be here. And with the roads the way they are, I was like, come on, she can make it.
That's
and you're
right.
Here.
So. I am here. All you have to do is take it slow and steady. That's my advice. So yes. Don't be sudden movements either. Just be smart.
How are you today?
I'm good, actually. I told Isaac as I was walking in, you passed the producer's booth to walk into the big WTMJ studios. And I said, I want you to be ready because we want those phones to be ringing. Certainly we will take texts. We love texts, but we love calls even more. So what I'm going to do is this. I know a lot of people are listening today because they're not out and about driving around right. doing errands, right? They're trapped in their home. So here's what's going to happen. I want to tell my version of a travel story and where we are with our planning and that kind of a thing. And then open up the phone lines and say, can you call in today for me, for my better education to learn where you are in the travel world? Have you canceled a trip? Have you rebooked a trip? Are you still considering cancel a trip? Because what do we talk about on this show every week? Your comfort level. Fox World Travel cares about your comfort level, not my comfort level, not the travel advisor that you're working with's comfort level, your comfort level. And so as things change on a daily basis, we get people that are telling us their story or asking us how to proceed. And this is why you use a travel advisor. So we can stand by you every step of the way from the very beginning stages all the way through to and the end so that we can work through this together. So my travel story, and then you guys get those phones lit up or those text lines lit up. Certainly we'll take any questions you might have, but where are you in your travel process? Are you ready to book? Have you canceled and rebooked? Where are you thinking? So my situation is this. On or around the 9th of January, through a number of conversations on the phone and actually a Zoom meeting that I facilitated, my little golfing group of friends decided we needed to go to Cabo San Lucas to go golfing. And very quickly, I rely, as always, on one of the travel advisors at Fox World Travel to give us our options. We go through them and we make a choice. We're going to stay at the beautiful Dreams in Cabo. It's right where we need to be to get close to the golf courses, etc. On the 12th of January, we all know that there was an executive order that came down that said anybody coming into the United States needed to have a negative COVID test. So I immediately sent out an email to my group of travelers and said, sit tight, let me get more information about this. I know that you're hearing it on the news as I am. Let me collect all the information. In a very short period of time, AM Resorts, one of the parent company of the Dreams Resort we were going to be staying at, came out with some information about what protocol was going to be like. And then within 7 days, we had all the information we needed. We were going to be administered a COVID test 72 hours before we were going to depart at no charge. If, in fact, we tested negative, we would get on the plane and fly home. If we tested positive, this particular chain of resorts, AM Resorts, along now with many, many, many others, have decided that they're going to give you a complimentary stay. And you may even have a guest stay with you for 14 days. Wow. So when I facilitated that next Zoom meeting for this group that was going to be traveling with me, I said, what are you feeling about this? And of course, initially, their reaction was 14 extra days in paradise. Sign me up. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a second here. Just so you know, that's a quarantine situation. You will not be allowed to leave your room. You will be given food. You will be given everything you would have experienced at an all-inclusive resort that we'd be staying at. But you will be confined to your room. No beach time, no pool time. You will be confined to your room. So we collectively decided as a group, our comfort level was such that we were not going to travel. Now, a couple of the people traveling are retired. and they were okay with it. A couple of the people are working from home and said, I'll bring my laptop. And they were okay, laptop, and they said they'd be okay with it. But a couple of them are still working in offices, in settings where they right. need to be, and they say, I'm not that cool with it. I'm not going. Every person that was to travel on this particular trip on the 19th of February to Cabo out of Milwaukee with me and my husband had taken the insurance. And some insurance was purchased that would allow for a travel credit. And that was the people that knew, hey, if we don't go, we'll use that credit. We knew the parameters and we were going to do that. And the other said, well, we don't travel that much. We really probably should take the cash back option, and they opted to do that as well. So now we've made a collective decision based on our comfort level. We're going to postpone this trip, not cancel it, but postpone this trip. So we reach out to our travel advisor at Fox World Travel, who takes care of all of the paperwork and all of the submitting of the forms and all that kind of thing. And we're good to go. We are now looking at possibly going over Thanksgiving. Or maybe we'll push it out into 2022. But that's one of my travel stories. What's your travel story? That's what we want to hear from you today. So Dayton's going to give you the number. Isaac's going to line up the calls, and we'll be ready to go.
855-616-1620 is the number. 855-616-1620. Joe from Menominee Falls will get right with you after the break. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Thank you, Alex. Good morning. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. And we are taking your stories about what you're doing with your travel plans now that this whole COVID thing has hit. And Joe has been so patient out in Menominee Falls waiting for us. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing very good. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. We're going to take a cruise to the Caribbean, May 24th for 1 week. Have you heard anything on those cruises?
No. All I know is what they tell us, and Royal Caribbean and Celebrity Cruises, which is this big sister company, have extended suspension of their cruises through April 30th. And at this point in time, that's as much as we know. What I will tell you is this. The CDC has provided the cruise lines with what they're calling the conditional sailing order. It's a 40-page document with all of the things that these cruise lines must do in order to sail. And that's what's pushing these sail dates out a little bit more, because they need to comply with all of those requirements. You can actually Google conditional sailing order CDC and read the 40-page document if you have nothing else to do on a snowy Wisconsin day, and find out what they have to do. But they're working diligently day and night to get these things checked off this list so they can get going. They thought they were going to be able to do it quickly, and it turns out they've probably misjudged that by a little bit. But right now, per my information, Royal Caribbean's suspension of cruises is through April 30th. So fingers crossed, Joe, for May of this year.
Okay. One other quick question. What's a good lobster restaurant in Maine? We're looking to go by around Arcadia.
Pretty much anyone. Yeah. I have been on a number of New England cruises in that area, and there's no such thing as bad lobster. You will have a lobster roll, and then you will have some lobster bisque, and then you will have some lobster tail. And everything out there is delicious. Trust me.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Safe travels. We're going to slide from Menominee Falls just a bit over to Sussex. Dennis, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you folks. My son is a Marine, and he's stationed out of Camp Pendleton right now. And on April 1st, he's going to be transferring out to Virginia. He wants to have me fly out to San Diego so that I could be with him to drive his truck all the way out to Virginia. Can you say road trip?
Road trip. Good father-son bonding experience.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it big time. That's if I can find somebody to do my paper out somewhere. But anyway, So I guess I want to know, that's the first part of it. Then we're going to be out in Virginia, and then we need to fly from there back to Minneapolis. Or Milwaukee for myself. We haven't decided that part of it yet. But in either case, we have to fly from Virginia to somewhere. So what kind of stuff am I going to have in place with regards to getting on a flight and especially that second one, you know, what kind of deal we're going to have to expect with regards to getting tested and how we're going to go about that, seeing how we just hit Virginia, you know?
Yeah, I wish I could look into my crystal ball. I'm sitting on pins and needles, as is the rest of the travel industry and the travelers alike, to find out if President Biden is going to put into effect an executive order that requires a negative COVID test for domestic flights. I always look for both sides of the story, and a Reuters article I read this morning said that they feel this is not going to happen. The airline industry lobbyists, ASTA, which is the American Society of Travel Advisors, the hotel industry, all of these people are saying you cannot require this. Our entire travel industry domestically will tank if you do this. And so at this point in time, So at this point in time, you would be required to follow through with the protocol that the airline has in place, which pretty much every airline is requiring a mask right now. Some of them are doing temperature checks, not all of them. And I will give you this bit of news. Delta Airlines made an announcement this week or the week prior, I think it was this week, that they're going to continue to have the middle seat blocked through April 30th. And so they're the only one.
So they're not requiring you to have a negative test to produce a negative test?
At this time. Correct.
This time. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck with that. Have helps, a fabulous trip driving with your son.
Yeah, that sounds
divine.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So. All right.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks,
have
Dennis.
A great weekend. Coming up after the break, we'll get to Steve, John, Leanne. Want to know about your travel and what you're planning on doing during this unusual time. It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
866-GO-FOX-GO, foxworldtravel.com, or right now with Rose here in the WTMJ studios. You can call and find out what you need to know about your travel. My name is Dayton Kane, helping get through this, and John from Oshkosh has a question. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Rose, I have a question for you on travel insurance.
Uh-huh.
We're looking to go into the Baltics and actually into St. Petersburg, Russia, and so forth toward the end of August. What do you look for on travel insurance? You're looking for emergency transportation and medical as being the top ones, or what's your opinion?
Yeah, that would definitely be the top concern I would have, like who's providing me the most medical coverage. And you have to look at high numbers when you are doing a trip of your magnitude. Make sure you have at least $250,000. I look at $500,000 in medevac, because if I am doing something that I typically wouldn't do in real life, but I'm doing it on vacation and I need to get medevaced, that's a very pricey consideration. Also, weigh out the factors or weigh out the policies when it comes to cancel for any reason. This is where we got very smart in the travel industry in the last year, because we never really took that into consideration. We always talked about canceling for a covered reason. You got sick. Your traveling companion got sick. Your destination had a catastrophic incident that prevented you from traveling to that destination. But we always said cancel for any reason. That's for people who can't find a dog sitter or, you know, what have you. And we found out that cancel for any reason does mean I don't feel comfortable going on this trip. The cruise is still sailing. The travel is still happening. I don't feel comfortable. That's not a decision I can make without paying a penalty if I don't have cancel for any reason. So weigh your options. Cancel for any reason insurance is typically significantly more expensive, but it will give you more peace of mind. And as you're researching cancel for any reason, what will I get back if I cancel for an uncovered reason? Will I get 50% back? Will I get 75% back? Most insurance providers do not give you 100% back on your cancel for any reason portion of the policy. So those are questions to ask. And there's a number of companies out there, so take your time, walk through it. We pretty much sell two different policies, one for groups and one for individual travelers, and our travel consultants will be more than happy to help you walk through that as well.
And those phones open at 10 o'clock.
Correct.
866-GO-FOX. Go is the number you can call starting at 10, or just check out foxworldtravel.com. It is a Fox World Travel Show, but it is time to take a break from the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Here's Alex Crow.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. My name is Dayton Kane, along with Rose Gray here. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We're going to head over to North Lake and talk to Steve. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning.
Hey, Steve.
So what we did is we said, okay, 2020 is thrown away. Let's reset to 2021. So we basically took all four trips we had planned and reset them to 2021. Unfortunately, they're getting changed or not by our doing. So our first one is Jamaica over spring break. We're still deciding if we're going to do that or not. Fortunately, we're both going to be vaccinated by then, but we're still concerned of going through the hassle, the COVID testing, and if we're actually going to enjoy our trip, if we're going to constantly worrying about, you know, is the test going to be positive, going to be negative. And I know with the vaccine, it's not supposed to be, but you never know.
Right. Oh, completely. So that one is still in the deciding stage.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And we can cancel and within 2 weeks of departure.
Perfect.
Then Alaska, which, as you know, has been changed on us. And we're doing the wait and see.
Yep. And that's the best advice I can give you, because nothing is canceled yet, right?
No.
And if you're the one that initiates the cancellation, you're going to live by the rules that are in place at that time. So you're much better off waiting to see what happens. Good job.
Well, funny thing is, we did wait, and the cruise line approached us we were supposed to go in 2020.
Right.
They approached us, and we actually got a much better deal and a better upgrade.
Sure.
For this year.
And it could happen again, right?
Right.
You'll be captaining the ship by the end of it all.
Right. You'll be in the owner's suite.
So the third trip is Hawaii. In September, we still plan on doing that. But again, that was a reset from last year. And the fourth one is Antarctica, which was, we're supposed to be there right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Now it's reset till 2022.
So basically, your comfort level is somewhat in play here, but you're kind of at the mercy of your cruise line's tour operators, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, the Hawaii trip is more of a timeshare, Disney timeshare. So that's a little bit more in our control. But again, they were, you know, they canceled us the first time because they weren't open.
Sure.
So yeah, we're by the whims of the CDC, the Biden administration, and other governments, I guess.
Perfect. So. Well, I've got you written down here on my little notebook that I bring in every week. So we are going to ask you to keep calling in and tell us how your trips are progressing.
Yeah, hashtag goals, Steve.
Yeah.
I want to be you when I grow up. You are doing some traveling.
Well,
that's nice.
Well, if you ever talk to a financial advisor, they're going to tell you that there's three phases of your retirement. One is the go years, two is the slow go, and three is the no-go years. So we're in our go years. We raised 8 kids. We didn't go anywhere, and it's time for us to go.
That's awesome.
Good for you.
That's awesome. All right, Steve. Well, we appreciate the phone call. Hopefully you get on all those trips at some point here and can enjoy them.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging in with us. And please call back on one of the trips for sure.
All right.
Thanks, Steve.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. We're going to take a break and get back with Leanne in Cedarburg next.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. 4 lovely degrees. It is really nasty outside. Do not drive if you don't have to. And if you do, drive slowly and carefully and watch the person in front of you because the roads are slick. My name is Dayton Kane. Rose Gray, everybody wants to talk travel this week, which is awesome. So we're going to jump right over to Leanne in Cedarburg, who's been on the line for quite a while. We're trying to get to everybody. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning. I'm going to have 5 cruises planned this year on the American Queen Steamboat Company. I've called before. I'm a big fan of going on the American rivers. And like Steve, who just called, because my plans in 2020 were changed by the cruise ship, I waited, as Rose always advises, till they made the change. And I got a lot of 125% increases on the cruise so that I could add another cruise in. So I'm excited. I think the company has a lot of great protocols in place, so I feel comfortable there. Like Steve, I kind of worry about having, they're doing a COVID test the night before you go on the boat. So worried, you know, how about if that comes back positive? So also, starting in July, they're going to require a vaccine to be on the boat.
Yeah, so they're one of the very first to do that. There's a small cruise line out of the UK that is currently asking for that. One other one that I know of, and the American Queen Steamboat Company is requiring vaccines. So, Leanne, are you going to be able to get those vaccines before you sail in July?
Well, it's funny that they say that. My first cruise is in April, and it's a theme with Lee Greenwood, which I love his music.
Sure.
And then the best trip I'm going on is going to be a 50s sock hop cruise. That's the theme, and that's August. So the rub is, I don't know if I'll have the vaccine by August. And, you know, you have to be able to cancel about 31 to 61 days ahead.
Right.
So that's kind of the, I believe, you know, I think I'm fine with everyone needs a vaccine and I'm going to wait my turn, but I may not have it in time to go on that particular cruise.
Super. So
they do allow cancellations. Yeah.
Right. So at this point, that's their requirement. If you can't meet that requirement, you'd love to meet the requirement, you just are not able to, then they're going to have to make some concessions there as well.
Right, but you have to let them know X amount of days ahead to get, you know, full refunds or full credits to next to 2022 or a later date in 2021.
Perfect. So Leanne, I'm going to hashtag you right here with Steve, because when you go on your first one, give us a call back and tell us how it went.
I will.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend,
bye-bye.
Leanne. Bye. Dennis in Bayside, how are you this morning?
Very good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for holding
on. 2 questions.
Yeah.
Sure. 2 questions. One, my wife and I recently received our second COVID vaccine. Do you think they're going to waive the testing requirement if you have your certificate or card?
I think eventually. I think we have to get more people vaccinated first before they do that. Because as you know, because you asked the question, right now, a vaccine does not eliminate the need or the requirement for you to have that negative COVID test. And so that seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? That doesn't make any sense. But they're saying that there's a period of time after you've actually had the vaccine where you still can, in fact, contract the disease. And they're not completely there is no agreement about the time frame there. So I do foresee, Dennis, that that's going to happen, but it's not in place right now.
It's a little ironic because the vaccine is probably has less false negatives than the test.
Exactly. It does. It just doesn't seem to make sense. But I feel like we're doing a good job. I wish it would be faster. We have to get some more people vaccinated. And then I truly do believe that there's going to become a time in the very near future where we're going to need vaccination passports. And we're going to just have to be able to show them that we've had the inoculation, the vaccine, and we're good to go. But currently, that is not the case. Having the vaccine does not eliminate the requirement for you to have that test.
All right, Dennis.
Thanks,
thank you for
Dennis.
Calling.
My
primary question was Ireland, a week of Ireland. Do you have people that specialize?
Oh, definitely. Ireland, our big eyes are Iceland, Ireland, and Italy. Those were the top three destinations for over a year running prior to March of last year when COVID hit. So we have got the driving, we've got the self-drive, we've got the tours, we've got a couple of them that we're going to be doing in the group. We can do a hub and spoke where you start in Dublin and you just go out every day. We can do halfway down the Smile, as I call it, which is the south coast of Ireland. You end up in Shannon, you fly home out of Shannon or you go back to Dublin. So we've got lots of experts that can help you. Definitely drop us a line on the Contact Us tab on our website under Vacation Travel, and somebody will get back to you immediately.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
That website is foxworldtravel.com. We're going to have to do a speed round coming up. Lisa, Stacy, and Lloyd still on the line with us. We will take a break and wrap up the Fox World Travel Show next on WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The fastest hour on the radio does not disappoint again this week. Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. It is 5 degrees and windy and cold and snowy. Be careful if you're heading out on the roads. We have just a few minutes left to get through these final three calls, so we're going to bust right through them. Are you ready, Rose?
I'm ready.
All right. Are you ready? Lisa, good morning.
I am ready. Good morning. Say, I just want to put out there, I just got back from Punta Cana, direct flight out of Chicago, stayed at Palm Beach Resort down there. They did the COVID test. We returned, had a great time. And so what we're looking for now that we're comfortable with this is some place to go over spring break. And for us, that would be April 1st through the 11th. I'm looking for options both in the United States and international that we can go to.
And how many people are traveling, Lisa?
Two adults, one child.
Okay. So certainly if you're going to stay in the U.S., you want to get as warm as possible. You're going to want to probably be looking at Florida, possibly Arizona. We have had some calls for the Texas beaches. Those are all three really good options if you're looking for warm. Have you taken a trip to Cancun, Riviera Maya, or Cabo San Lucas?
Yeah.
Both of those?
Yeah, we've done all that.
Okay.
We're not looking for Mexico at all. I mean, we've done like the Machu Picchu hike. We've done Spain, Italy, Germany, all over. We'd even be open to something like Croatia or something.
Yep.
You know?
And the thing I'm a little concerned about is what's going to happen with Europe travel for this upcoming spring break. Certainly there are countries that are open, and Croatia is definitely one of them, if you want to consider that. But if you're looking to not be disappointed, in other words, now we're going to have a shutdown of that particular destination because there's a new variant, you may want to seriously consider doing the domestic thing. The other thing I guess I could suggest is, and I guess I want to put this out there to everybody, we just partnered with a really great company at Fox World Travel. We educated all of our consultants on this. We're giving people the opportunity to rent homes, and this is making people feel so incredibly secure right now. And so we've got over 6,000 homes to choose from that are pretty good variety, all the way from your basic home, and you could go pretty much anywhere then. You could certainly do like Breckenridge, or you could do Aspen, or you could do something in California, or you could do something on the East Coast or something like that if you're looking to do a little bit more domestic travel that doesn't include warm destinations.
Now, what do you think about the U.S. Virgin Islands or Puerto Rico?
Well, they're all right. Puerto Rico, sadly, is not really recovered as well as we had hoped, as quickly as we had hoped from their last catastrophe. So certainly a U.S. Virgin Islands would be a thought. That would be St. Thomas and St. John. For an adventuresome person, you might be a little bit bored, and your selections are a little bit. You stayed at Dreams Palm Beach, you said?
Yeah.
So
I mean, that was just a quick long weekend, and it was a nice relaxation. So we're looking for a little bit more this time.
Yeah. So I would certainly say that if you've never been to St. Thomas, you could take a day trip over to St. John. You could explore Charlotte Amalia. That's definitely doable. And if that's been on your list and you want to get it done, that this would be the time to do it.
All right, Lisa, there's some options. Unfortunately, we do have to jump over to Stacy here and keep this moving. Thank you so much. We are just trying to fit everybody. I'm sorry. Mequon, Stacy, how are you today?
Hi, good. Thank you. How are you?
Good.
Good. So I was just calling because you wanted some stories about comfort level and cancellations and rebooks. So I'll try to make it quick, Rose.
Sure.
So we had three international trips scheduled for 2020. One was a cruise to China on Viking, booked through Fox, by the way. That one we out and out canceled because we just don't know what's going on with China. But they did give us a full refund plus $100 credit on a future cruise. And the other two trips were Borneo and India, and actually Borneo and Bali together. And those trips have been rescheduled twice, and they are now scheduled for the fall, one in September, one in November. And we, if those countries will let us in, we're going.
And so, your comfort level is I'm going if the tour company, cruise line, or country doesn't cancel on me.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yep, that's where we're at this point. So we're excited. And then, of course, we're going to Antarctica with you in 2022.
Woo-hoo!
So we're confident that that's going for sure.
We are. Thank you, Stacey. Awesome. I always appreciate you listening and calling in.
You're welcome. Bye. Take care.
Have a great weekend. We have 1 minute left to talk to Lloyd in Glendale. Lloyd, thanks for hanging on. What do you have for Rose?
Yeah, hey, Rose. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Real quickly, we had booked a cruise with some friends from Puerto Rico to Barcelona. We had already purchased the airfare from Barcelona to Chicago. We since decided to cancel the cruise. We did that. We got refunds for any monies we paid. But we're still, I'm trying to get a refund from Air Portugal or Expedia. My friend told me if we cancel, we pay penalties, and it's virtually like no refund whatsoever.
True.
But if they cancel, we would get a refund.
True. Both of those things are true.
From them basically that their original flight has been canceled and moved. Unfortunately, that time is no longer available. Would you like to cancel? And he did.
Yes.
He went through a chat process with them and said he was getting a refund.
Right.
Now, I don't know what I should do with. I still haven't gotten a refund for my portion, and I don't want to cancel it.
Right. So exactly what it is. If the airline cancels the flight or gives you such a severe schedule change that it is not acceptable, they have to cancel it. If you choose to cancel it, then you have to live with the penalties that are in place at the time you make the cancel. Now, almost every major carrier is allowing for you to reuse that ticket with no penalty and giving you a pretty big grace period in which to do that. So if you want to keep the credit on file with Air Portugal, let them know that. But if that flight is in fact canceled, you have every right to tell them you want your money back.
Hopefully that answered Lloyd's question. Thank you, everybody, for your calls today. That does it for the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Rose, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Have a great week. Alex Crow in the WTMJ Breaking News Center. How are you doing today?
Oh, it's been a nice, busy morning, but we're hanging in there.
All right. Are you ready to go, sir?
Yeah, we're ready to go. We got some breaking news updates coming up.
Okay.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.